The State Transportation Department has been working with railroad companies, passenger groups, and local governments on a 20-year plan for preserving and boosting freight and passenger rail service in Wisconsin. The federal government estimates the number of freight shipments via all means of transportation will double over the next two decades. Railroads will compete for a share of that business, but DOT Intercity Planning Chief Al Stanek says there must be an effort to protect the freight rail corridors.
There seems to be a pattern of consolidations of rail lines and less local and state service. So we are obviously interested in examining carefully the role of each of those lines before they are lost forever as a potential transportation corridor.
Stanek says the draft state rail plan also addresses some other freight issues, like the hauling of hazardous material, which could someday include high-level nuclear waste. On the passenger rail side of things, much depends on factors outside of Wisconsin's control, such as federal funding of Amtrak and getting the feds to pick up much of the cost of a Midwest high-speed rail initiative. Stanek says nothing is guaranteed, other than that a failure to plan means Wisconsin could be left unprepared.
Now, those states that are proactive and objectively evaluate the option, talk to their citizens, give them information and respond to their citizens' concerns and questions, those states will be lined up when and if a federal program for intercity passenger rail takes place.
Future governors and legislatures will eventually have final say over state rail use, perhaps amid ongoing charges that the state is spending too many of its limited dollars on highways. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.